This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
October. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 days till election day. Wow, folks, are we getting there? We're almost to single digits. There's so much to do. We have taken seriously the answers to your election poll that we did, saying, give us your top three issues. What is most important to you? That's where we're going to focus, because we built a top 15 list from that. I revealed that to you earlier this week, and we are focusing on that and going to flood the zone. We're going to flood the zone between now and Election Day to get you what's important at any time, because this program is called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. At any time. You want to say something about a candidate, a particular campaign, an issue, that's what the phone numbers are for. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. We love talking to you. That's number one, 258-0550. Love to hear directly from you about what's on your mind. And I tell you, I'm not joking around here, being dramatic. If I worry about anything related to the show, it's that we're missing something that you want us to cover. All of these things have been designed by you. The Senate race, number one by a mile in our poll, between Heidi Heitkamp, the senator incumbent, and Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Republican challenger. We've spent a lot of time on that race, a lot of time. And we have some, what happened? Oh, that means breaking news. You know what the breaking news is, Todd? You ready for breaking news?
Sure, bring it on.
I've got mail.
Right here,
a real live postcard from a listener.
The same kind of mail CNN's been getting lately.
Not that kind of mail. No, not the kind of mail that Joe Biden got this morning in a ninth package. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Here is the postcard. This is from Bonnie. Bonnie lives in Minnesota. Just so you know, proven by the breaking news, I love mail. Todd will tell you. I've got a UND hockey airplane thanks to, Well, that was delivered mail, wasn't it, or was that sent? I can't forget if that came in the package or if it was hand-to-hand. But, you know, we get things from time to time, and we're not begging for things, but I love the mail. I love your feedback on the show. So I'll give you the address in a moment. You can send me anything you'd like. Well, don't send me, one of those packages, but, like things you write down and talk. Here is the breaking news. Scott, I like to listen to you. What's coming next, Todd? Scott, I like to listen to you,
but
all capitals, B-U-T. So now I'm really worried at this point.
Let's talk about your big butt.
I tune you out when you get so critical of the Democrats and Heidi.
Wow.
It's true what you say, but whoever listens to you already knows that. You don't have to keep You don't have to keep dwelling on it.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a point to that, I guess, but still.
Is there? Yeah. Yeah. So, Bonnie, let me just explain. First of all, I don't do it to be a broken record. I do it because of two things. One, as I just told you, our top election poll issue campaign request from our listeners by a huge margin was the Senate race. So it is an issue because I think people want to talk about it. On the other hand, honestly, to me, this isn't really up for debate. Heidi Heitkamp is liberal. You know, she was in Jimmy Carter's EPA as an EPA lawyer. You don't work in the EPA under Jimmy Carter as an attorney unless you're liberal. That's okay. It's America. You can be liberal. And all through her record in service in North Dakota as attorney general and candidate for governor and a senator is a very liberal senator. Coincidentally, you heard from James O'Keefe from Veritas of staffers telling you exactly what the culture of the office is. That is, look, we got to pretend we're conservative, but we're really liberal and we'll go liberal as soon as we can, like if she gets reelected. I don't think if you don't give examples of that and have a conversation that it permeates. Bonnie, you get it. And I applaud you, but I don't know that others do. However, we serve you. Todd and I are not here if you're not listening. So if others agree with Bonnie, hey, we already know about Heidi and the Democrats. You don't need to be critical of them because we already know that. I'd do it in 10 seconds. I'd say, I'll never say the word Democrat. I'll never say the word Heidi Heitkamp. I'll never say the, you know, the word Aaron Oban or any other crazy liberal, Kylie Overson and Josh Boshi. And I mean, the problem is, honestly, with the Democratic Party is it's so small. It is so small. It's infantile, right? I mean, every Republican seat is held by, every seat rather, is held by Republicans in North Dakota, with the exception of one Democratic seat and a handful of you know, legislative seats. Very small. They're out of touch. They're in a conservative state trying to act like they're moderate or conservative when they're not, they're liberal. And some really extreme liberals. Aaron Oban, extreme liberal. Connie Overson, extreme liberal. Josh Boshi, extremely liberal. David Thompson, my gosh, very, very liberal. I mean, he's amusing. I like David Thompson's personality, but he's left of Lenin. You know, but that, again, it's okay, it's legal, but what I think requires our work here is when somebody purports to be, oh, I'm with Trump every now and then, and I do this, and then, you know, but, you know, wants Obama to disappear to the point that they take his signs down in the campaign headquarters of Heidi Heitkamp when the media comes in. We know that now, too. James O'Keefe, who will be a guest tomorrow, by the way, on the program. Then to me, you have to expose that. You got to spend a little time on that. But I'm totally 100% in your debt. You have to decide. You tell me one way or the other. Okay?
So if the board comes over to your studio, do you take down pictures of Trump and stuff?
Don't. I don't. No. In fact, I have a picture of Jesus right there to my right. I don't take that down either. Take a picture. Go ahead.
You're
take
daring.
A picture. Yeah, I know. Exactly right. 800-228-0550. You tell me what's on your mind. Today on the program, by the way, Josh Kramer will be here. Josh is Executive Vice President and General Manager of the North Dakota Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives, talking Measure 1. It's bad. Probably, well, hey, let me look at the tally. It's the second, I think it beat out the House race as the most important issue amongst our listeners. So again, we're going to spend the time on it, and rural electric cooperatives would be impacted negatively if Measure 1 passes. That's why so many groups are against it. Staff Sergeant Clint Romache, I love this guy, wrote a good book, great book, Medal of Honor recipient, serves on Congressman Kevin Cramer's Veterans Advisory Board, and has endorsed Congressman Kevin Cramer, something Medal of Honor recipients don't do lightly. We'll talk with him. We're also going to talk with Lynn Oz out of Minot. His image and likeness is being used as a quasi-endorsement by Senator Heitkamp. That is not accurate. He wants to set the record straight on that. He'll join us. Steve Moore, he's written the book Trumponomics. We've got to spend some time on the economy. That's a huge issue that came up as well. All right, who's the first to go here? Todd or Daniel, you tell me. Lance from Minot. Lance from Minot, go. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, I've been a conservative all my life, and I listened to this group on the radio, Crazy Grandmas or something, Grandmas or something. But one of the things they claim, they support Measure 1, and one of the things they claim is they do not want any foreign political contributions to come into the state. That sounds like a good idea to me. What is wrong with that, and why would I be opposed to Measure 1?
All right, so Lance, what they're talking about is the fact that GNDC, the Greater North Dakota Chamber, is one of the backers of the opposition. It's very concerned about what they're trying to do in changing the Constitution, okay? And one of their members happens to be a company in the oil patch. Well, there's, you know, probably a number. I mean, like Caterpillar. Now, which one is? I can't remember. But, you know, Bobcats owned overseas, right? I mean, Bobcats owned by, South Korea? I think so. But, you know, so, but my point is, you know, Statoil out of Norway doing business here. If they contribute to the GNDC and are a member of the GNDC, they're now saying, hey, you shouldn't contribute. That's not a foreign contribution in the sense of somebody trying to, that's somebody doing business here. I would agree with you if it's, you know, somebody not doing business here, well, you know, why are they donating? But that's what's happening. It tells you again a little bit about these crazy grandmas. They're not telling the truth.
Want to know what's
they
up
have ulterior
on.
Motives.
So call and tell us.
More after this.
228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Past the hour, and what's on your mind? Powered in part by the folks that can power up your diesel engine, get it back on the road in no time. DAC Diesel of Bismarck, North Dakota, leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. I've heard stories of people bringing their diesel vehicle into CJ at DAC Diesel from hundreds of miles away, bypassing other diesel repair shops because they're getting such great service. Great deal, and really appreciate the work he's doing. 701-258-5011 to book your appointment or call him. It's at, or check him out online at DACDiesel.com, rather. You know, engine maintenance is primary. That's very important. They also make sure the other parts of your vehicle continue to operate at top efficiency, too, though. Always willing to explain the work and keep you informed. Thorough, reliable maintenance services. Reach out now and prevent major problems, costly major problems with your diesel vehicle down the road. They do it all. Semi-trucks, pickups, tractors, DAC Diesel, 701-258-5011. So there is a story that the bomb that came to CNN has been analyzed and is not a bomb. Let me read you exactly what I'm reading. They were not bombs. The pipe bomb and white powder that forced an evacuation of CNN headquarters in New York City on Wednesday were harmless, a law enforcement source told the AP. The purported explosive device was similar in construction to those sent yesterday to former President Barack Obama, former Attorney General Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Representative Maxine Waters, and now we know that Joe Biden got one as well. Nine in all, I guess, at our latest number. A package containing white powder was delivered later in the day. The NYPD said the explosive devices were live during a Wednesday afternoon press conference, but subsequent reporting suggests they were not functional. They have a fake ISIS flag on them as well that said, get her done, evidently, in these devices. So I don't know if this is, in fact, accurate reporting that we're getting, and it does tie to the others as well. What does that mean? Well, it means that these were intended for the purpose of terrorizing people, not killing them. I don't know that there's a big distinction, but I do think it makes it more likely it could be a hoax in the sense of it being politically motivated. What do you think? What do you think here? I mean, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. I mean, and we just always in this 24/7 crazy news cycle have a desire to want to know. But let's be honest, we don't know. Nobody knows. We have no idea. Democrats are going to think, see, the mob is on the right. Republicans are going to say, they're just doing this because of the election. In fact, they already have a name for the bomber, midterm bomber. But the honest answer is we don't know. Could it be a terrorist who happens to be part of a conservative cause and just had a fit and sending to all these people? Targeting Democrats, yeah. But I want to get into the mind of somebody like that for a moment. I think you'd be mad at one person. I don't know that you'd do like that. You know, the thing that really makes me suspicious is, you know, who it went to. Hillary first, Barack Obama next, Joe Biden. You know, I mean, it's like Nancy Pelosi. Did she get one? I can't remember. But you get what I'm saying, right? I mean, that just makes me suspicious. This is some sort of made-for-TV moment. A third scenario is you've got a terrorist, again, but someone that would be left-leaning, that is concerned about the Democrats' chances in the election and all the talk of mobs on the left, wanting to change the story. And that person, if they exist, if that's real, certainly has already succeeded. But we don't know. Here's what I want to say. Whether it's, a package made to look like a bomb and scare people, whether it is a bomb, it's evil. It's flat-out evil. And there is evil in this world. There's no doubt about it. I hope that could be the 1%, the 0.1% of people who are engaged politically, and that the 99.9% can be people who, from Donald Trump, whose rhetoric I think is not inciting violence, that's ridiculous. Look how long Donald Trump's been making fun of the fake news media. Has there been any serious attack on the media as a result of that sense? No, and I think that's ridiculous. I think they want to say that. 90% of the coverage of Donald Trump is negative. Is Donald Trump's record 90% negative? No. Do they bear some blame? I believe they do. So you could all put some skin in the game here. Right? Everybody could own a little piece of that. Call evil evil. That's what it is. When we don't know, let's say we don't know. But it's sure plausible that it's one of the other scenarios as well. But now we know, not a real bomb. My stack is blown, Todd. Not in the sense that I'm, you know, mad or upset about anything, but stack is a term that refers to how we put you on the radio when you call 800-228-0550. So now Danielle's to tell me in my ear, Scott Crystal from Grafton is waiting to talk on line one, and she wants to talk about Norway. Now, I don't know what she could possibly want to talk about Norway because I can't put her on the radio right now. Let me guess that she's maybe talking about the fact that I'm going to Norway. Could it be that? And could it be, you know, the fact that we're going to be having some gatherings coming up after the election? To sit down and talk with folks? Maybe. But if you want all the details on this, you can go to Dak, not Dak Diesel, I was going to use CJ's website. I'm one website behind. Juventours.com. Juventours.com. Isn't that great? Dak Diesel will not get you to Norway.
Call CJ and let him know, hey, you might get some calls about Norway now.
Yeah, your diesel engine will get fixed, but you're not going to get to Norway. 701-237-9000. I talked to Carol Juven yesterday. He called me to say thank you. I said, what's up, Carol? Why are you saying thank you? He said, seven people called, and they mentioned your radio program, and they're coming to Norway. So I thought, gosh, is that cool? So I wouldn't wait long. A lot of times we wait till after the first of the year to book this up for the summer, but we started a little early this year. So
juventours.com. Engine floats, you might.
Yeah, 701-237-9000. Okay, so who's putting callers on the air? You to me. Let me get
right
to the text in the meantime here because I only have 30 seconds anyway. Let's see here. Adam says, based on recent polling, both state and city measures need more exposure. Measure 1 in Fargo is referred to. Or these highly dangerous measures will become law and do serious damage for years to come. They're on our list. Measure 1 is this approval voting in Fargo, and it is... These way, way left-wing groups are in here trying to do this. No other place in the country or the world has approval voting, and they want to do it here. So that's a bad one. But when you say both state, I assume you're talking about 1 and 3, because 2 and 4 are not controversial. They're no-brainers. But more coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hurry! There's still time to look for the pink at the pump to fight breast cancer. If you choose the pink E15 nozzle when you fill up, 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute. For every gallon of E15 purchased now through Halloween, save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. Choose the pink E15 nozzle today at Fargo locations of PetroServe USA, or Bismarck, or Castleton, or Mandan, or Valley City, or stop by Valley Dairy's 2401 South Columbia Road location in Grand Forks to fill up, Tesoro in Windmere, or Dakota Plains CHS at 807 West Main Street in Valley City. Plus PetroServe USA locations in West Fargo, 1772 West Main, and 239 West Main. Choose pink at the pump. E15 to fight breast cancer. Hurry, this special offer ends October 31st.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspicious packages story continuing to unfold. Hours after an 8th such package was discovered in New York City addressed to actor Robert De Niro, the bomb squad and FBI are on scene at a U.S. Postal Service facility in Newcastle, Delaware, investigating the discovery of one and possibly 2 additional packages addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. Discussing the packages at a rally last night, President Trump was calling for more civility in American politics, and that's something that an often critic of the president's, former CIA chief John Brennan, says he was glad to hear.
What he said today is what the president should be doing, but follow up on those words with actions and with his future comments. I'm hoping that maybe this is a turning point.
No big jackpot winners in last night's huge jackpot Powerball drawing. The next one's on Saturday, and this is USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start and start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
Been negligent in passing on my gratitude for all of the wonderful birthday greetings. It was really neat. I got a lot of really, really neat greetings. In fact, I don't know about you guys, but I feel bad when somebody says happy birthday and you don't at least some way acknowledge it. So I did go through the Facebook posts and say like. Is that acceptable? I know some people send a message back. I'm like, how do they have time to do that? But thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. I got the neatest gift from my friends, the Twites, from Hazen. Bill's in the legislature, and Laurel was a page last year, and Laurel and Bill are friends, and Maria and I, and just very, very wonderful people. Package yesterday came, opened it up. In it is the peanuts and the candy corn, which, if you remember, is my all-time favorite. And then they had a little pottery along with it that Ren Fugelstead out of Glendon, who does incredible work. Really nice little bowl for the peanuts and the candy corns. Just so darn sweet. So thank you to everybody. Appreciate it very much. You're very, very kind. I did not get a chance to get back to all the texters, but you know I love you. You know I love you. Todd, do we not love our listeners here on the program?
We love our listeners here, no doubt.
We love our listeners, so we thank you for that very much and appreciate you. Speaking of texters, you can text us your questions. We're going to talk Measure 1 here in a moment, 701-367-2054, to text in a comment, question. Todd's at 226-8503. I'm at 800-228-0553 today on the program. We are brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. When you woke up this morning and it was a little chilly outside and nice and warm inside, do you say, thank you, clean, beautiful coal? When the lights come on so you can get ready for the day, do you say, thank you, clean, beautiful coal? When you look at your power bill and say, I'd love to compare that to the other 49 states, ha ha, take that. Some of the cheapest electricity in America. You know why? Coal is here. Clean, beautiful coal. Don't just appreciate it in the sense that you turn on the light and recognizes it is here, but also in thanking your neighbors who are doing this, understanding the economic impact from it all, and standing up for it, because there's been a battle defending clean, beautiful coal. 800-228-0550. All right. Welcome our first guest to the program, Josh Kramer. Josh is Executive Vice President and General Manager of the North Dakota Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives. Josh, how are you doing?
Scott, how are you doing? Happy birthday. Or was it yesterday?
Well, it was actually, I forget what day, Monday, the 22nd. But anyway, thank you very much.
You forget your own birthday?
Well, I don't forget the date. I forget what day it was.
You got the month right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know you're getting old and you can't remember when your own birthday is.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to be over it. But anyway, there I said it. But thank you, Josh. I appreciate that. So tell us why someone that leads a great organization like the Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives here in North Dakota is concerned about this measure number one, which they purport is about ethics and rooting out corruption. Why are you concerned?
You bet. So, you know, we're a grassroots organization. We represent 21 member electric cooperatives across North Dakota who employ, you know, well over 2,000 people. And we don't take positions on measures very lightly. So, you know, anytime that we consider it, we bring in both sides. We hear both arguments and for and against, and we ask questions and we deliberate. And at the end of the day, our board of directors felt there was just too much uncertainty in what impacts Measure 1 might have on our ability as an organization to kind of motivate our troops and lobby. And I would say the one section that really is call for concern is the section 1.2 that says funds spent in any medium in the amount greater than 200 to lobby or otherwise influence state government action. Well, when you look kind of through our history, there's been many times where we've brought people to town or people have come in to lobby on issues that are important to rural North Dakota. And, you know, it doesn't take long to get up to that $200 mark when you're driving in from, you know, from one of our rural communities. And I get, you know, the proponents are saying that's, you know, the legislature gets to develop the rules and define all this. But, you know, our opinion is when it's defined in the Constitution and says what it does, there isn't a whole lot of leeway we have to changing that. And that's where our members were at. And at the end of the day, you know, they didn't feel comfortable rolling the dice to see what happens. And they wanted to stand up and say, we don't support Measure 1, and this is why.
Yeah, this $200 thing really ensnares just about anybody that would have any business. You know, we hear about charitable organizations. And if they come and you know, do this on behalf of a particular concern they have, guess what happens? You know, the $200 expense limit triggers a thing where they can say, okay, show us every one of your donors. Well, people donate to charities. They don't want that out there. So I totally agree with you. I think they really erred by putting what they did in the Constitution. There's almost as much words in their amendment as the entire Constitution, which is a little bit arrogant. I believe they did that because politically they're trying to say you can't change this and this will take down, you know, the majority. I think it's really an intent more to change the outcome of previous elections than it is fix any corruptions. It's a bit of a mess. Can you give me, like, from the standpoint of one of your members, for instance, or somebody on your board or what, not an elected person, not somebody that's a legislature or, you know, a statewide office holder, but, you know, a citizen that's serving their county, their community, and being a board member on the in your case, your board, the Rural Electric Co-op board, how it would impact them. I mean, walk folks through a scenario of what would happen there.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything is hypothetical at this point, but, you know, that's, like I said, that's not a risk we're willing to take. But, you know, we call on our directors of our rural electric cooperatives who are elected. Rural electric cooperatives are self-governed utilities. So they're elected on a, you know, annual basis. There's an election. And, you know, we call on them if there's an issue that comes up in the legislature to, you know, dealing with territory issues on where our, you know, our service area is. We sometimes call on our folks to come in. But also, you know, just think if there's a storm and, you know, something as simple as having a manager come in to talk about how we can improve our response in the future, the emergency response. I mean, obviously, if the legislature is looking at a study or implementing any sort of government action to help with that, you know, I think the way that this is written, that could be perceived as trying to influence, even by just providing information. And that's what our big concern is. You know, I think, you know, we pride ourselves on having good governance, transparency, and ethics. And, you know, it's hard to take a position and to be bold and come out and say, hey, I don't support ethics. I mean, that's going to be farther from the case. I think we all do. But we don't like anybody pulling the wool over our eyes on both sides. And I think, you know, this is a portion of the measure that we just couldn't get passed.
So one thing folks should know, the Josh's organization is not alone. There is, well, Jeff Simon actually did some math on this, that the North Dakotans for a Sound Government Coalition, which is, you know, realtors, farm implement dealers, State Association of Non-Public Schools, you know, North Dakota chapter of the NRA. I mean, I could go on a Catholic conference, ACLU, obviously the North Dakota, the Greater North Dakota Chamber, a big coalition. But his point is that the coalition partners and other organizations that have stepped up to publicly oppose Measure 1 represent more than 80% of the population of North Dakota. I mean, that's pretty significant. That kind of numbers are there. I think that speaks volumes as to your concerns and the others having concerns about Measure 1, Josh, don't you?
Exactly. I mean, there's, you know, our cooperatives represent a lot of the space in North Dakota, and a lot of the people. We provide power to, you know, just about 275,000 North Dakotans. But yeah, I mean, there's issues that come up routinely that, you know, we have to call on our members to come in and say firsthand, how does this affect you? And there's no better voice than, you know, the actual person, you know, and we don't always want to rely on lobbyists to speak for or against proposed legislation. We want to rely on the actual people that are not only representing themselves, but that sometimes they're called upon to represent their cooperative. And asked to do that, then they gladly come in because they're proud of the our legacy that we've built here in North Dakota. And like I said before, we don't want to jeopardize that ability to motivate our grassroots to come in and engage with government. Like, I think any sort of threat to that is something that's going to get our hair up, and we're going to fight as electric cooperatives.
Guest we're chatting with here today is Josh Kramer, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the North Dakota Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives, talking Measure 1 for a couple more minutes here today. Texter wants to know from you why people support Measure 1. What do they want?
Well, I think they, you know, they probably have, I have friends on both sides of this issue, some, and they have, you know, valid concerns. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think this issue doesn't go away after Measure 1 passes or fails. I think it's going to come up continuously, and, you know, people want transparency. They want good governance, and whether they want it in government, whether they want it in their local communities. But sometimes, you know, some of the information is already out there. It's just you got to go searching for it. And, you know, I think you can always improve things. And I think that's what the proponents of this measure are asking is let's take a step and try to improve, you know, what we have. But I think this goes a little bit too far and jeopardizes some of the freedoms that we have.
There was an ethics bill last session, as I recall. I think John Casper put it forward. And, you know, it's interesting that some of the people that are for Measure 1 were against that, because I think that's the way to deal with any of this. You think there's holes in the, you know, the ethics, even though we have an ethics, you know, apparatus, if you will, and a commission that can be set up, then go to the legislature. Don't change the Constitution. That gets very dangerous. Another thing Jeff said is, you know, the language in Section 1-2, it was very, very broad. Groups and individuals must disclose the ultimate and true source of funds to influence state government action. That's any kind of funding and anything state government does. So he says proponents are not being honest about it. They continue to deny that it will affect individual citizens, private charities, trade associations, news media, trade unions, even churches. A lot of people wrapped into this. As well. Anything else you want to tell us, Josh?
No, you know, that's about it. I mean, and that's a concern we have is, you know, we are, our members have confidence in us to represent them. And we have done that well over the years. And occasionally we call upon our members to come in and engage. And, you know, whether that is directly with legislators or with other state leaders, I think that's what the democracy we all want. And I, you know, at the end of the day, it's not something that we're willing to risk going away because of a measure passing that does alter our Constitution and also takes supremacy over what is already written.
Appreciate the update today very much. It is, you know, refreshing to hear from all these different groups, see the concerns here. And, again, it can't be changed. It's going to the Constitution, so it's not something that can be fixed. Appreciate the time very much. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Josh Kramer from the North Dakota Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program.
You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Getting hate mail. First it was just a, hey, I like your show, but now it's flat out hate mail. Why? This didn't come by snail mail, which we welcome, by the way. You can send it to the Fargo What's On Your Mind studio. That's at 3301 University Drive South. Fargo, and we're moving soon. That's right, to Thunder Road. We're going to Thunder Road. So you have to find us on Thunder Road, Todd. Right along I-29. South of the I-94 interchange. Anyway, you don't need to know that now. That's not till December. So the address now is 3301 University Drive South. We'll forward it on. Fargo, North Dakota, 58103. Or Todd can gladly open your mail. Don't send him the bad stuff, only the good stuff. 3550 East Rosser. Bismarck, North Dakota, and you've got to tell them the zip. I always forget.
If it has a white powder on it, better be a donut.
We're almost, you know, like begging for. Yeah, exactly. White powder better be a donut. the zip is what, Todd, in Bismarck?
58501.
The hate mail says, hey, you forgot to mention that time and place, those Norway meetings. I guess I did. I'd forgotten that. I'm sorry. Me forget something? When I do, just send me some hate mail by a text or whatever. Bismarck, November 8th at the Woodhouse. Did I mention it's at the Woodhouse, Todd? That's what I'm talking about.
That's where you can go phone in your order. You know, you sit in those booths and they have the handset. You pick it up and you order. Oof.
Love the Woodhouse.
Yeah.
Kids used to love the Frenchies when they were little. They love the Frenchies at the Woodhouse. Fargo, Pizza Ranch, November 12th. Grand Forks, November 16th, Pizza Ranch. Jamestown, November 27th, Pizza Ranch. And then Minot, Badlands Restaurant. There's a mean steak you'll get there. Wow, they're good. That's November 29th in Minot. All right, so I told you. There, I told you. Jerry has a question on the measures, and then we're going to talk to Bob. Then we're going to talk to Jim, the flagpole guy, rather. So, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for giving us a voice to be able to, express honestly some of our concerns. A couple of my concerns are, that comes by way of a question. Who's responsible for the language in these measures with thousands and thousands of words, and we don't actually know what they're trying to push through? Who's responsible for that?
Well, let me take measure one as an example, Jerry. Measure one is being put forward by some folks that have been, on the left for some time. Ellen Chafee is one, former, university president, and Dina Butcher is formerly a Republican, formerly a candidate for Republican Ag Commissioner, but is very almost like militantly pro-choice. So she's very mad at the Republican Party because it actually stands up for innocent life. And who am I forgetting? Susan Wefald as well. So they just have got anyway. But they're almost pawns to these really left wing groups that resist and the other groups that have done this stuff. And they've sent in checks, like one or two, maybe three groups of $200,000 and more. California, Massachusetts donors. And basically, I see it as an effort to ensnare the legislature and just turn it into a mess so they can say, see, Republicans are bad, now elect us as Democrats. They're trying to undo elections. But they write the language, and they wrote it very poorly, and that's why it's a big no. Big no for Measure 1.
I appreciate the understanding.
That's what happened.
I think people want to know.
I agree.
Who's responsible for the legislature? Go ahead.
Sadly, what they tell you is, oh, it's the anti-corruption measure. Well, who the heck's against the corruption? That's why it's so amazing that all these groups have come out, because they recognize, look, we don't want to look like we're anti, that we're in favor of corruption, but this is a bad deal. So they put a fancy name on it. They put a small paragraph in it. Don't even read it. Just vote no on Measure 1. That's your best bet. It's bad news. I got to run, Jerry, but I appreciate your call. Call again, 800-228-0550. My friend Jim, the flagpole guy, is waiting. 100 flagpoles put in this year. Are you still smiling from that achievement, or have you no time to smile? You're just putting in more.
Scott, we're working on 105 today. Big shout out to Mary and Gerald Janer of the Mott region area. They great Americans. They're another all people who love their heritage and love those that came before them. We're going to install a flagpole at St. Michael's Cemetery, and we're also going to put one at their home. And they've been patiently waiting for a while, and I just have a feeling I'm going to really enjoy working for these two fine people today.
That's so fantastic, all the people you meet. And by the way, folks, what a great thing they're doing, honoring family members at a cemetery. You can do that on your, maybe you have veterans in the family. You want to put up a flagpole to do that. Do this for Christmas. Do this as a Christmas gift to your parents or to other family members. I mean, that's a great way to go. And Jim will work with you. 701-571-FLAG to call him. 571-FLAG online at ndflagpoleguy.com. I can't believe you're five more since Friday. We put in the 100th on Friday. Wow.
A whole eight of them last week, Scott. A whole eight of them. I'm just so grateful. just thankful to all the people who've been patient with me and who's helped me and who's honored the United States of America.
A lot of logistics to put those flagpoles in, especially Jim lives in Williston. He's got to go all over and, you know, have a dots on the state. It's pretty cool. It's also so fun to hear about the folks that listen to this program. Stand up for America, put that flagpole in, and support one of our sponsors. We really love it. Jim, the flagpole guy, thank you, sir. 571-FLAG, give him a call. Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor winner, next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com, and start your day off with an open mind.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.